You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So we're joined in studio by Matt, who is a global innovator. How are you doing today, Matt?
Kia ora, Joel. Really nice to be here. Thanks for having me, man. No, I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, it'll be very, very interesting. So what could you describe what this segment is going to look like, what it's going to be, what we're going to talk about?
Yeah, it's. I really want to, part of my approach to innovation, people, creativity, brands, product, services, etc., is always wholly collaborative. So I'm really excited about what this might become.
Yes,
so
yes.
It's an experiment, and kicking off today is for me fantastic. So where I see it going, I've moved back here to New Zealand, Aotearoa, New Zealand, after 25 years away working around innovation, creativity in the world. And my view is that, you know, looking at the rise of AI, technologies, hardware, software of all kind, that it's going to free up the space that I call humanware.
Yes.
And in that humanware space, you will see and find when you do the research that we are educating our kids out of that. It's not really explored and invested and valued in that tertiary space between learning and then the segue into jobs and employment. And then, of course, someone like me who does this in enterprise and brands and work has to come in and give it back to people and resurface it. And so part of the segment is to what I'm really motivated to do and inspired to do is start a new conversation around that area, around the importance of creativity, curiosity, empathy, collaboration, all those things we talk about as being soft skills.
Yeah.
In today's environment, they're becoming the hard skills.
Yeah. Yeah.
And starting a new conversation around that, wholly collaborative, wholly co-creative with yourselves, with other people that we might bring into this little slot.
Yeah.
Could be really valuable to the listeners, you know?
Yeah, 100%, because I feel like as someone from Gen Z, navigating life is very interesting at the moment, but we could definitely use our generational differences to kind of collaborate on that and discuss how we can move forward and understand each other and all that good stuff. So I proposed a topic that we just chatted about earlier.
Yeah.
So basically, to the listeners, I recently moved back home after around 2 months or so living out of home. Originally, I was supposed to stay out of my family home a little bit longer. Plans kind of fell through, and I'm in this really awkward, weird stage where I'm back home. I'm further out into West Auckland compared to my lovely flat in Avondale. Love living with my parents, but at 22, it's just kind of like I want my own independence. I want to be closer to work and closer to the city because I spend like most of my time here nowadays. My partner's here, all my friends. That's like where we meet in the middle because, you know, Auckland's so big. It's very big. It's kind of difficult if I'm going to the North Shore one day, South Auckland one day, Waiheke Island one day, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're just going to...
We're going to riff on that a bit. I mean, it's interesting you started there where you talk about the generational differences.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, part of speaking with Tom around BFM and what BFM's trying to be, I've done a lot of work in radio back in the day.
Yeah.
Back with BBC, BBC Radio 1, etc. And, you know, so whenever you start something, you're always thinking about, well, who's the listener, who's the fan, and how can we have content that connects? When you talk about the generational differences, I'm Gen X, and you're Gen Z, and you know back in the day in our world, it was very much a linear career.
You
left home, you progressed, you went north, you looked up, you looked out, you looked at people who were inspired, and you said, "That's my path."
Yeah.
And if you juxtapose that with Gen Z of today, that path is no longer linear. You can no longer look out and go, "Hey, it's one way forward." It's going to be disruptive, adaptive, agile, this way, that way. And so at first, you know, when you say you've moved back home, the first thing to me is goes, well, you've probably got Gen X parents, you know.
I do have Gen X parents,
yes. And so it starts with, it calls on not just the experience you're having and what that may surface in you in terms of your beliefs about yourself, the ideas you had about that you wanted to go and put into the world, you're working on now, I've sort of pivoted back and it's an agile approach and now I'm back home. And also the parents going, the kids we're raising, the careers, the opportunities they're going to have in the world, it's not going to be that way. So we have to be open and as agile as your path as the world could be. It's going to call on us as parents, as adults, as carers of this next generation coming through that, hey, they might end up coming back. It's not a linear, hey, they were at home, now they've left home. They're back.
And I feel like there's a lot of pressure for young people. I mean, not necessarily as much in New Zealand, but in other countries, they're like, as soon as you turn 18, you go live in another city, if you're in the US, another state, or go to another country even to study. And just kind of find your own way. Like, you're an adult now, like, legally, so you need to know what it's like to be an adult.
Yeah.
Which is a very jarring thing. Like, you're just out of high school.
Well, it's so binary, right?
Yeah.
It's completely like, it's this or it's that. I did live at home, now I don't.
Yeah.
Now it's and we live in that middle gray space.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's like, for a while it's going to be this, but hey, for a while it's going to be that.
Yeah, definitely.
And so where I would start from that, the way I come at creativity and innovation is there's the ideas that we want to create and impact in the world. And then there's the ideas that are deep within us.
Yeah.
That are, and so it's the idea of you moving back home, it can take you in two different places. Those ideas and that confidence and that, those capacities you have to find your way in the world.
Mm.
It could be like, oh my God, I'm back here where I started, back in the same room that I left only a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So if we start there, you start to go and put in practice some of those things about, well, what's my purpose? What am I trying to do right now?
Mm.
Okay, it's not a failure. It's just a thing. It's just a period. It's just a time.
Yeah.
No matter whether, and Joel, you know, in a prison company accepted, you're either cool with that or you're not. But some people, it could derail their path, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Because the ideas of my success in the world are me being seen to be doing this and making my way.
Yeah.
And currently, I've had to completely pivot around and come back to this place.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if we start there, then it's about, are you really clear on what it is you're trying to do in the world? If you're not, take this time, this opportunity, where perhaps mum and dad or the carers are supporting you, putting food on the table. It's not going to cost you so much. There's no rent.
Yeah.
Maybe you're just helping out with a bit of rent and a bit of power.
Yeah.
Take the opportunity, take the space, go on the inward journey. Right?
100%, yeah.
You know, and so you're using that idea capacity you have to sink into and open to what's really going on for you deep within. So start there, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. It is just, it's kind of weird. Like, I think my whole thing is like, all my friends around me have moved out. Some are moving in with their significant other. And it just feels like, and I mean, not stronger than this, but it used to feel a lot more that I'm kind of falling behind.
Right.
When I'm really not. Really not. Like, this is not an unusual thing nowadays. I mean, like, we were talking about this before, but my brother, who's 25, was with his partner for 4 years. Moved to a different city, moved back to Auckland. They split up, and he had to stay at home again.
Yeah.
And by that time, my parents had converted his room into like my dad's study. So yeah, it's not an unusual thing nowadays. It is just kind of a weird thing to experience as like a 22-year-old, like trying to step foot into this world, trying to feel like an adult, even though I'm barely an adult.
Yeah, so. And so then it raises these ideas, doesn't it, in terms of whose ideas am I having?
Yes.
Are they really mine, or are they someone else's?
Yeah.
What is the expectation of me that I assume people are having, my peer groups, potential employers, potential other people who impact on my own idea of my own identity and about what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the first thing in terms of connecting with that deep space is to surface and try and get to those real thoughts and ideas I have about myself, about who I'm trying to become, the intentions, the things I'm intending to daily, and the intentions I have and how I'm working towards intending for those things to happen.
Yeah, definitely.
Then, of course, you've got to get off your ass and start to do the things. So, you know, in innovation, we talk about, in around creative capacities, there's the thinking, there's the doing, and ultimately there's the becoming.
Yeah,
and,
you
know, maybe it's a time to take that space. It's not a failure. It's just life turned out that way. What learnings can you take from it? The key thing is to always be learning, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So you're back home, back in that bedroom you used to be in. That didn't quite work out at the moment. You know it's an interim stop. You know it's not forever. You can accept that it's not forever.
Yep.
Therefore, how am I going to create my way out of this?
Yes, definitely.
And that's not like, you know, again, it's not this binary of I'm here right now and one day I'm going to be out there in my own, doing my own thing. It's those interim little steps that you're going to be doing every day, applying those learnings, sharing with your peer group, seeking support when you can, knowing what you're working towards, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's all the time we have for this segment.
Oh man, I hope that was useful. We only felt we just got going, but I hope that was useful.
We could definitely talk for like so much longer, but not unfortunately, I guess. But we have a lot of other people
interviewed. I totally get that.
But yes. Any final messages, Matt?
The only thing would be, given this is a bit of an experiment, and what I'm trying to do is raise a performative, productive conversation around the value of creativity and innovation, is ultimately we'd love it to be call in, right? So we have a theme, we have a domain, we're talking about that, and then if the fans, listeners, or whatever have a question or query, and they call in, and we start to really co-create it.
Yeah,
that
could be really, really cool. We can put them on air and just see how we go.
No, thanks, John.
No, thank you
very
much.
Thanks for having me, man.
That was Matt Hart, Global Innovator. That was our test segment. Thank you once again, Matt.
Thanks, John. Cheers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.